Hi, this is Doug Minnick. I'm the co-founder of the Garagiste Festival in Paso Robles, California, and elsewhere, and a Garagiste winemaker myself. Come find out more about us and our winemakers at garagistefestival.com. Sign up for our newsletter there and stay abreast of what's happening.
You're listening to iWine Radio. Welcome to Wine and Dine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain.
Hi there. This is Andreas Larson.
Hi, this is John Capon.
My name is Mathur Jaffrey.
Hi, my name is Heike Platter. I'm from the Alto Adige region, or Südtirol.
Hi, my name is Paul Dolan. I am absolutely passionate about growing organic and biodynamic fruit for our wines.
Hello, my name is Lorena Garcia.
Hello, my name is Fritz Maytag.
This is Joyce Bach. I'm the author of Foodie Fight.
Hi, this is Lydia Mandavi, founder of 29 Cosmetics.
Cheers, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of FinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect.
Today on Wine and Dine, we're going to learn about the growing Garagiste movement on the west coast of California, in particular around the Paso area. And we're going to give you some details about the upcoming Garagiste Festival, celebrating the artisan winemaker, November 10th at Windfall Farms in Paso Robles, California. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is Doug Minnick, who's co-founder of the Garagiste Festival, who started his life in music with absolutely passionate about music, becoming a music executive. Well, he is a musician himself, but along the way discovered and nurtured his passion for wine as well, and in particular, Garagiste. And Doug, I'd like to ask you, first of all, what kind of wines do you make at home? Because surely, to take this to the level of starting up a festival means that you kind of wanted to develop your own cohort group of people who are like-minded and independent thinking and just have to have that need to fulfill their creative edge and making wine. So what kind of wines do you make at home?
Well, we're Rhone wines. I tend to, personally favor red Rhones, and that's what I drink, and that's what we make. We make largely Syrah this year, I'm new at winemaking, and this year some Grenache and some Mourvèdre as well.
Do you ever, on purpose or by accident, make a rosé or even an accidental sangiovese where it's just like bleeding off the little bit of the juice?
Yeah, we're doing that this year with our Grenache. We just pulled the Grenache in 2 days ago, and we started the sangiovese yesterday.
Oh, whoa! Oh, how yummy!
Yeah, so I'm excited. That'll be our first rosé. Let's see how it comes out.
Will it be? Are you gonna have any, at least even by Thanksgiving or Christmas? Pour some into a pitcher and serve at the table.
I don't know. I actually don't know how long it's gonna take.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I know I'm putting you on the spot, asking you. You have no idea what you're gonna be doing 2 months from now. Okay, the one thing that I find absolutely incredibly fascinating, and I'd love to hear the story on this, is how did the Garagiste Festival become one of the top 9 incredible Epicurean vacations by ABC News? That is a big statement.
Boy, we were absolutely thrilled when that happened. We didn't know it was coming. But I think it's a reflection on the winemakers that we have gathered and made available to the public. What we did when we created the Garagiste Festival was our intent was to bring very hard to find, but very high quality artisan winemakers to the world and to help them find their audience. Most of these winemakers are, they don't have any employees. They're the farmer, they're the winemaker, they're the janitor, they're the bottler. 60% of our the 48 winemakers who pour at the Garagistes Festival do not have tasting rooms. So unless you know these people personally, their wines can be very hard to find. Even in the Paso Robles area, there you can't just walk into a store or a restaurant and buy most of these things. You really have to go looking. And Stuart and I know this scene so well, we knew all these winemakers existed and that they really needed help to get their wine marketed the way they would like to. So we saw an opportunity to gather these winemakers under a common flag, if you will, and bring them to the world. And we also knew on the other side of that was were lots of people all over the country like us who enjoy drinking this kind of wine and finding it. And so we're putting all the audience together with the winemakers.
Are you finding that you're receiving emails from people who want you to basically market them or create this sort of a scene in other states, in other regions?
Yes, we are. We have already been approached by other regions. This whole concept of the Garagistes winemaker, the artisan winemaker that makes handcrafted wines, is certainly very big in Paso Robles in the Central Coast of California, but it's not exclusive to that area. And there are other scenes around the country, and our intent is to make this a national movement and to make these wines available nationally. We have some big news coming up that where people will be able to get these wines wherever they are around the country. So you should sign up for our newsletter at garagistesfestival.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and that way you'll get the news when we are ready to announce it formally.
Oh ho ho! Okay, so I hear an online wine store coming up. Basically, you don't have to. I'm sorry. Say that again.
you could be right.
Yeah, you don't just nod your head. Okay, now one of the qualifiers I want to say that makes this even more interesting is that part of the definition, or to qualify as a Garagiste winemaker, one must produce no more than 1,200 cases a year. And that's great. I mean, we're talking really hands-on, like almost jumping in the tank with their feet.
Well, that's exactly right. 1,200 cases is kind of the cutoff. It's not that, you know, anything over that amount isn't any good anymore. It's just that just kind of covers the people we're talking about.
Okay.
And you're exactly right. It's very handcrafted wine. It is everything they make gets their personal attention and lots of it. And that really makes for excellent wine.
I want to say that this year's festival is really, let me say, delving into Syrah in particular and fast emerging varietals, of which the majority are really kind of Rhone based or Spanish based varieties.
Yes. I mean, the thing about Paso and the Central Coast is you can grow anything there, and anything, and so there's all kinds of experimentation going on in terms of what's being grown, what's being made, and there's some very exciting varietals being produced there that not a lot of people are aware of. So that's part of our mission, is to expand horizons, and that's why one of the seminars is going to be featuring these lesser known but emerging grapes like Albarino and Petite Syrah, which is one of my personal favorites, and others. So it's I'm really looking forward to that one.
Doug, is there anybody in your stable of Garagistes winemakers, at least at this moment, that is experimenting with sparkling wine?
There are. There isn't a lot of it. Stuart would probably be better to answer that question. I don't know if we've got a sparkling wine at the festival this year. I think we might, but there isn't a lot of it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I know there are a couple of people doing it in your area, but not a lot. Okay, so if people want to sign up to attend this, they need to go where online?
You need to go to GarageEastFestival.com, and GarageEast is spelled GarageEast, Garage East, like the word garage if you were French, or that's where it comes from. And so GarageEastFestival.com, and there is a lot of information there about the festival. There's a lot of information about some of our winemakers. There is, you can sign up for the newsletter, like I said, which I highly recommend. Okay. No matter where you are.
Okay. I will definitely put a link up to that. And I have another web address here. And Melanie, if I'm wrong, you jump in. It's CaliforniaGarageEast.com, I believe, also where people...
Yeah, it all goes
to the same.
That just directs you to the same site.
Okay. Yeah. And leading up to, and there have been, I guess, a couple of tastings in September already, and there were monthly mini tastings in June and in August. But the one that is still ahead of us, that's, boy, I'd love to get, if somebody attends this, I'd love to interview them, is on November 3rd in Templeton, California. There will be Taste of Garage East, the Women of Garage East. And so that is the will be, I guess, the, probably the weekend before the event on November 10th. So,
Correct.
Yep. Well, Doug Minnick, this has been a real pleasure talking to you, and I thank you so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great, and wish you could come out and join us at the festival.
I know, but you know what? If I'm not being too presumptuous, especially asking you here during the interview, I would love to taste your rosé if you're proud of it.
Well, let's see if I am.
Have a delicious rest of the day.
Thank you, too.
And, of course, we will have links up for you to learn more. And I thank you for listening to Wine and Dine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.